Now we're on part three of four. The first part of this was You Are Enough. And the second part is He, meaning God, is enough. If you didn't listen to those first two episodes, I would like for you to listen to those first and then come back and listen to part three. So we have You Are Enough, He, meaning God, is enough. And now this third part is It is enough. And the reason I want to talk about it is enough is because sometimes we don't feel like we have what we need in order to move on or do whatever it is that God is telling us to do, because it just doesn't seem like much, you know? It just seems like, okay, God, how is it that you give me a vision or you place in my heart to do something, but I don't feel I have all that I need to be able to do it, you know? Whether that's lacking with finances or knowledge or support, right? Whatever it is. So I want to focus on a story in the Bible. I've talked about this story a number of times before, but I think it's appropriate for this particular segment because this is something I've struggled with many times in the past where I feel like I just don't have what I need to be able to do what it is that God is calling me to do. So this is called It Is Enough. And I want to share with you a story that's always stuck with me, and I pray that it encourages you. So in 2 Kings chapter 4, turn to 2 Kings chapter 4. I want to talk about the widow's oil. It's one of my favorite stories. And I'm just going to read it through. It's a very short story, and then I want to talk to you about it, okay? So this is about It Is Enough. And I'm praying for those of you who feel like, Z, you may not really understand, you know, my situation or the things I'm going through, or how many times I've tried, right? Or, Z, I'm just tired. Or, Z, I'm just too old for this now. Like, whatever your or is, I pray that you're encouraged. 2 Kings chapter 4, this is a story of the widow's oil. The wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that he revered the Lord. But now his creditor is coming to take my two boys as his slaves." Elijah replied to her, "How can I help you?" Now, let me stop there for a second. I'll just kind of talk about this as I go along. I don't know what situations you may find yourself in right now. And we all are going through some things in this moment. But by God's grace, I've never been in a situation where you owe so much, they're coming to take your kids away and they're going to have your kids be basically workers to pay off your debt. So when I look at scriptures, I always say, and I've said this time and time again, you want to kind of look at what is the mystery hidden behind what I'm reading. And I think the reason why the story is so extreme, you know, this is my two cents in the way I look at it, is it's painting a picture that no matter how desperate or dire things may seem, and that doesn't mean necessarily financially, because some of you are doing well financially. It's not even financial stuff at all. It could be something in your marriage. It could be something you're dealing with personally in your life, maybe form of addiction, or it could be whatever it is you're going through, something you feel like has a stronghold on you, right? But the picture that is painting, at least for me, the picture I see is no matter how dire the situation is, right? No matter how dire the situation is, you can gain something from this story. So again, this entire episode is about It Is Enough, meaning what God has given us is enough. So just want to say that point. So in verse 2, Elijah replied to her, "How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" Now, I find that to be interesting as well. Elijah's asking her, "Well, what do you already have?" In other words, what has God already given you? Is it resources so you can reach out and get the help that you need? You know, is it connections with people so you can get perhaps the counseling or the professional care you need? You know, I want to be very, very careful with that, especially when we talk about mental health care or addictions and things of that sort. If you've read my book Necessary, you already know my story. I strongly believe in getting the professional help that's needed, you know, depending on what you're going through. So I want to be very careful with that. But what he's saying to her is, what do you have? In other words, what's already available to you? I should have turned to the passage that talks about how God will always provide a way out for us to stand. So in other words, I've provided a way out for you to stand in this, but I need for you to see it. Let's talk about finances for a moment. I provided a way out for you to stand in this, but I need for you to see it. Now let's look how she responded to this. She said what many of us have said before. I know I have. Your servant has nothing there at all, she said, except a little oil. I just find that so interesting. She said, your servant has nothing there. She saw it as basically nothing. It reminds me of stories, and I won't go back into some of this, but if you listen to one of my podcast episodes called My Testimony, you can look that up. There's one or two episodes I have called My Testimony, and I talk about some situations years ago when my kids were younger, when, oh my goodness, not only did I not have nothing, I mean, I was going belly up with my business. It was just all bad on a good day. Just really, 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 really bad, right? And I was like, I don't have nothing, right? And it was amazing what God was able to do with just, I think I had about $100 or $150 or $150 to my name. And it was amazing how God was able to turn that into something and begin to multiply it, right? When I thought I didn't have nothing at all. And God had me to look at the little bit I had in my hand. And then he began to walk me down a pathway and show me things to do. Things I thought were beneath me that I shouldn't be doing. I'm like, I got a master's degree. How am I going to be getting stuff and trying to sell stuff on eBay and Amazon? And I mean, I was garage selling and doing just whatever, right? Had some friends that felt like, you know, why are you going after all these pennies? Now, I'm not going to drift. I'm going to stay on this subject. But my point is, the pathway wasn't what I thought. The way I wanted my story to go, right? And on the outside, I was looking good, right? But on the inside, I was jacked up like you would not believe, right? So I go back to this. He said, tell me, what do you have in your house? God's always going to leave us with something. I want to say that again for somebody that may be feeling like, Z, but I don't have much at all. He always is going to leave you with something. Even if it's just an idea that you may think is silly or it won't happen, he's always going to leave you with something because he loves you that much. Always going to leave you with a way out to stand. So I find it interesting that the prophet said, what do you have in your house? It's almost offensive. It's almost like, didn't I just tell you that the creditors are going to be coming to take my, like, why, what would make you think if I had something of value, don't you think I would have used it by now? Like, isn't that just common sense? She could have went off on him and walked away, right? Don't, you know, like, did I not just tell you my situation? And you basically saying, in other words, go back and look again, which that's another podcast episode you should look up and find. It's called Look At It Again. I did an episode, and I might have referenced this story in that, called Look At It Again. You know, in other words, you think, and that actually the story, I did talk about this, and it was about, you know, you're looking at your situation, but sometimes we got to rise up higher in the spirit with God and turn around and look at it again. Look at it from a higher level, baby. Look at it from a higher level. From a lower level, it's like, whatever, I don't have nothing. God put in my heart, for example, God put in my heart to write a book. Nobody's going to want to read my book. I don't even know how to get a book off the ground. I'm not even a good writer, but I know my story is powerful and it can help people, right? That's from that lower level. From a higher level in the spirit, when you look at it, it's like, oh, wow, God has put in me to write this book that's going to change the world. God is about to connect me with the right person that's going to help me get this going. Oh, I didn't realize that I don't have to spend all this money to get a book produced. I didn't realize I can have my book printed on demand. It's not going to cost me really anything. Oh, I didn't realize that people are not looking for perfection. They're looking for my story. Oh, I didn't realize that I can just actually speak my book and just literally put it up as an audio book and have people listen and just buy the audio track. I didn't know that. You get my point? When you go at a higher level, you're able to look at it again through the eyes of God. And it's like, oh, I didn't know this person at my church even knew how to do this and can help me get this figured out, because I never opened my mouth and even said this is something that I want to do because I didn't see it as anything at all. I know that message was for somebody that I just said that. Let me keep going. Hello, everyone. Just as a reminder, I'd like to invite you to join my book club for my book, Necessary. And if you're interested in going on a retreat, the Necessary Retreat, more details can be found on my website at unlockinggreatness.com. I love you all. Let's get back to the video. I just love this. Elijah replied to her, how can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? Your servant has nothing there at all, she said, except a little oil. I just love that part. Elijah says, go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't just ask for a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you, you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side. Now, we have to pause on that one. We just have to. Look at the mystery that's revealed behind this. Look at the mystery. Try to not just read the words. Ask God to give you wisdom and discernment. And let me just clarify, I'm not a licensed minister, just to be clear. And I know sometimes my viewers get mad when I say that. I'm not a licensed minister. But I believe we all are ministers, quote unquote ministers, because we all are to share the word of God. But it's something about the word of God, and I've been this way pretty much throughout my whole life. I just eat it up. It's almost like it's honey. It's almost like there's a sweetness on my tongue when I'm reading it. I can't put it in words, but there's this sweetness I feel literally on my palate and my tongue when I'm going through the word of God. So I'm not a licensed minister. Get with your minister. You can read this over with, you know, someone who licensed, who can go through this more. But God has graced me to be able to look at the scriptures and be able to see a mystery behind it. And he's graced me to be able to apply it to my life. And now by his mercy, he's graced me to be able to share that with you. So I'll say this again. Elijah says, go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't just ask for a few. So let's just stop right there. Why am I asking for empty jars when I just told you only have a little bit of oil, that I have nothing? God, why are you asking me to start a podcast when I told you that I'm a broken vessel and I'm fighting to have a relationship with you? Why are you asking me to write this book, Necessary? Right? First of all, at that point, my son was, you know, going through a lot and at in and out of the hospital and slowly dying at that point. And so much was happening, my God. It wasn't like I didn't know that God was going to live me through writing the book. That's a good way of saying it. How can I help other people when my life is still? So you mean telling me even in my pain, even in my mess, you trying to tell me that there's something good there when I'm uncomfortable? And I'm going through what, a pruning season? I'm going through a season where I feel like you hiding me. I'm going through a season where I'm struggling to seek you first and put you first in my life. I'm going through a season of strange favor where this don't look like favor to me. I'm going through a season where I'm having where I feel like I'm apologizing for going higher. I'm going through a season of having to let go. I'm going through a season of going through the fire. I'm going through a season where you just told me no. When I pleaded and begged for my son to live and he still died? And you trying to tell me that there's some value in that? Are you kidding me? To God be the glory. So Elijah says, go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't just ask for a few. I don't feel like asking for jars. So you may not feel like asking for jars, but do what God is telling you to do, baby. Think I felt like writing this when God woke me up at 3 a.m. and says, I'm going to have you write a book called Necessary, and it's going to change lives all over the world. How are we going to do that when my life is not where I want it to be right now? Go get the empty jars. Some of you got to go get the empty jars. It's not going to make any sense. You're going to be so uncomfortable. It's not going to match up with your current circumstances because what's happening in the physical has to catch up with what's happening in the spirit. There's a lady inside of my mentorship program. She's phenomenal. She said that to me the other day. She said, Z, you know who you are. God knows who you are. She said, the physical has to catch up with the spirit. And I knew exactly what she meant. And now I'm saying that to you. Go get the empty jars. Give me the wisdom to finish this. And this all came to me this morning. These four-part episodes that you're listening to, just so you know how the Spirit works, I've been in prayer meditation before God all through the night, all yesterday, this morning. And literally, as I was getting ready to come into my podcast studio, and I says, God, I feel like you want me to do a four-part series. He literally gave it to me. You're going to do it on you are enough. He is enough, meaning God is enough. It is enough. And then he says, you're going to do another part on we are enough, coming together as a family of believers. That's how the Spirit works, you guys. there's no notes. Nothing was planned out on anything that I'm saying to you in these series. This is all just an overpour. My God, let me finish this up. Elijah said, go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't just ask for a few. I think it's interesting he said, don't just ask for a few. Pick up on that wisdom, that mystery, you guys. Listen to that. What is the mystery? The mystery is he's saying, don't just ask for a few, because he knows we'll go out there and just ask for a few. Let me just do a little something. Since you told me to do it, let me put my toe in the water, but I'm not jumping all in. Let me just ask for a few. No, I think it's interesting. It's not a mistake that it's in the Bible. He says, don't just ask for a little. No, no, no. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side. That's a whole nother subject. I can go all day on that one. Go in and shut the door. There's a lot of passages in the Bible about when you see prophets and different people go in and shut the door behind. In other words, we're shutting off all distractions, all negativity, all familiar spirits, anything that's going to try to come against what I'm doing. No, 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 no. Going to shut this door. I'm going to shut this door, and I'm going to go before prayer and God, because he's about to perform a miracle in my life. And then he says, pour oil into all the jars. I just told you only have a little bit. So you see the mystery behind this? You don't feel like writing this book, and you feel like your life is falling apart, as, you know, and you're living through it as you write it. I need for you to start pouring oil into all the jars. You don't feel like podcasting. Your mother just passed away. That's when I first started my podcast, right after my mom died. You feel like a broken vessel when you sit in this closet praying to me day and night. I need you to go pour oil in all the jars. Only got a little bit of oil, God. That's all I got. Go start pouring. And then God began to just spread it and spread it and spread it and grow it and grow it. You get my point? That's how God works in your life, baby. My God. Verse 5, she left him and afterwards shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her and she kept pouring. My God, my God, my God. Look at the mystery behind that. She kept pouring. She kept pouring. She kept pouring. When all the jars were full, that's another mystery right there. Remember, we're talking about it is enough. God has given you enough that when you begin to pour, watch how all the jars are going to be filled. Watch how he's going to expand and multiply what he's given you. God doesn't do anything without expansion or multiplication in mind. Look it up. Look all through the Bible. Find one place where God did anything where he didn't expect there to be multiplication. Find one story. You won't be able to find it. Even a seed within a seed has trees. Every single thing that he does, there's a multiplication factor to it. If you put it to use. My God. When all the jars were full, she said to her son, bring me another one. But he replied, there's not a jar left. Then the oil stopped flowing. Only when the vessel couldn't handle anymore, when there was no more vessels, that the oil stopped flowing. Oh, Lord, help me to stay focused. That's a whole lesson by itself. This is why I always pray to God, increase my capacity. Lord, increase my capacity. Give me more capacity to pray. Increase my capacity in terms of, you know, when I read your scriptures and how you reveal your knowledge to me. Increase my word study capacity, right? Increase my this vessel. Increase my capacity so that when his anointing, his oil begins to flow through my life, it takes the shape of the vessel, right? Increase my capacity. So when she reached her capacity, the oil stopped flowing. My God. She went in and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left. I don't think I even have to have a conclusion to this. If you're listening to me, I may personally not know how to resolve your issue or whatever it is you're going through. But what I do know, the word of God does not lie. And what I do know, whatever it is that God has given you, no matter how little you think it may be, it's enough. It's enough. There are too many stories in the Bible that I could refer to. Go back and read Gideon again if you want. Judges 6 and 7, when he took his army down from 32 or 33,000 men. I think it was 32,000 or so. And he already felt like he was the least. And God says, I can't deliver you. I can't deliver this victory to you with all of these. When he already felt he didn't have enough. He already felt like we're the least of the tribes. And he lowered his army down to about 300 men or so. And they won the war with just that little bit. Because they didn't need more, they just needed God's strategy. Oh my gosh, I'm trying not to drift on that one. They didn't need more, they just needed God's strategy. Some of you may think you need money for something. It may just need to be the connection with the right person. It may just need to be, no, you actually don't need money to do this. You can actually do it this way and get orders before you even do this or that, right? I know you think you need this, but this is what I put here in front of you. You get my point? It is enough. I'm not being insensitive, just to be clear, with those of you who may feel like you don't know my situation, Z. I'm homeless. I don't have this. I don't have that. I'm not being insensitive in that. I'm just pointing you to the Bible and just saying, look at what it's saying. This woman was in such debt that they were coming to take her kids and have them as slaves. So the premise behind, the mystery behind this is, no matter what your situation is, I have planted, this is God, I have planted in you, I have given you what you need so that you can be able to stand, so that you can be able to grow in the direction I want you to grow. And even though you feel like you have nothing to offer, like in my case, nothing to offer but pain and a broken vessel, you could not have told me now, in the middle of everything you're going through, in and out of the hospital, left and right, trying my best to save my baby, going to counselors, doing everything I could to try to save my marriage. Finances, we won't even get into. Horrible. You could not have told me that that God had given me what I needed to be able to not only transform my life around, but to help others all over the world. People from every nation are reading this. And I don't put this before the word of God. I want to make that clear. The Bible is always first and foremost. But you could not have told me that God was going to do that. You could not have told me. So I want you to be encouraged. Stay in prayer. Stay in the word of God. If you don't have yourself in a good mentorship community, I always welcome you to join mine or find one that you like. But whatever it is that you have right now, and I say this with a tremendous amount of love, humility, respect, I'm not being insensitive. I'm only basing on the word of God. It's enough. He's given you what you need to make that next move. And watch how he'll begin to multiply. I love you all. This is part 3. There's going to be a part 4 after this. You're listening to Unlocking Greatness Podcast with Zenja Glass. Be encouraged.